Let's pause here. I have a meditation that I don't have many words for. It's definitely a divinely guided, very specific in the components of what comes together for us to engage together. And this experience is going to be as new to me as it's going to be to you. What I know for sure is that this meditation is a configuration, I guess you could say a merge of tones and tension harmonics and light sequences to anchor the equinox pillar as a center, a new center in our consciousness, our bodies, and our lives. And the music supporting that intention is called Remembrance by Benji Wertheimer. So that certainly lays a good, strong foundation. We're finally getting it that we're not trying to earn credits back into the kingdom of God. We carry that kingdom and all power and all wisdom within. So it's a process of surrender and remember. And the thing about surrender is that when your attention to things relaxes, the body heals and life transforms. If you've been following these teachings and remembrance for a time, you have a good, really good vibrational foundation for following sound. So I'm going to do a little less guiding, visually guiding than I typically do. At least I think I am in the new human meditations. For today, it's important. And I'm going to set the stage for you, so to speak, and then leave you to journey a little bit more using these components of light and sound and sacred geometry to create a personal energy experience for each of you. So here is your little Shakti pot to work with today. The first component is the octahedron. The octahedron it's like a cubed triangle, 8 equilateral triangles. And it's a really important piece of our leveling up and a building block of your light signature. So take a moment and just visualize a gold octahedron coiled around your heart that will initiate DNA activity and get the cellular body ready for new activity sequences. Okay, so octahedron, first piece of this equinox activating meditation. And the next is the number 12. 12 is a reset vibration. It simultaneously releases you from old habits and allows the old to be replaced with new. So the vibration of 12 anchors you to your highest path of skill, talent, abilities, divine wisdom, power, all of those beautiful things you are. And finally, we're bringing in, once again, the hue tone. This was a non-negotiable piece, and when it first started coming in towards the beginning of the month, I was like, okay, how do I gift that into the show? What is the best way to incorporate it? So it's been really non-negotiable piece that the higher realms have been streaming adamantly the entire month to infuse into this equinox gathering. The hue tone is heavily encoded for our progress at this time. It is pure source light in a sound, a tone frequencies. This is why we are called human at this time, right now. We are human, remembering the divine within us all. So human, and the same is true for universe. You are the you in universe. These are not accidents. There is not a universe and you. It is the universe as you and vice versa. And this hue tone guides the mind and energy matrix back to remembrance and awareness and beingness. And they're wanting me to add, hue is especially important when used in meditation. When you align your energy fields and expand them out, and then use the hue tones within that practice, you'll notice a huge difference. The energy is getting very fast now, as we've already been experiencing this morning, and the feedback is equally as fast. And just because I've been asked this more frequently of late, these new human transmissions and any of the components introduced, including this hue tone and sacred geometry, sounds, light codes, etc., not tied to any single tradition, but universal in nature, and a wonderful, wonderful way to attune to higher vibrations of spirit, which is higher vibrating, multidimensional you. Let's drop in. Close your eyes. Breathe in, and as you do so, notice the tensions anywhere in your body. And then let the breath go, and with it, feel all the resistances dissolve from the inner to the outer. Give yourself the gift of this moment and feel your connection between the heaven and the earth. And then begin to attune to these harmonics, these tones of remembrance. Settle in. As you breathe, notice an octahedron, a golden octahedron suspended about 12 inches above your crown chakra and rotating like a faceted crystal. And notice as well the pillar of golden radiance extending both above the octahedron and beneath it, into your physical form and out the bottom of your feet. Now we are going to bring in strategically placed hue tones. Your attention is on the melody here, and then in your experience, where you are, finding a complementary hue, such as this. Hue. So that you become one with the harmonics here. The first hue tone goes in your root chakra. See red when you tone hue there. Do this now. Hue. The next hue tone goes in your sacral chakra. See an orange glow when you tone hue there. Hue. The next hue tone is the solar plexus or third chakra. See a golden light of radiance there as you tone hue. Hue. Moving, spiraling with these harmonics of remembrance, now the heart chakra. See a green or a pink light and tone hue into the resonance. Hue. And now the third eye, the sixth chakra, to the throat chakra, a beautiful blue radiance into which you tone hue. Hue. And now to the third eye, the sixth chakra. Indigo blue in color, tone hue into this stargate of wisdom. Hue. And then to the crown, the center of unlimited potential, see there a magnificent purple light. Violet light, and bring the hue tone alignment there as well. Hue. So we have the seven chakras of the physical body aligned and balanced with hue. Remember to breathe. We're bringing in now a female voice. Another layer of the merge sequence underway, divine anima and animus. Whole being reunion, which prepares us for true and divine partnership. And we're going to move up into the etheric chakras above the physical body. The eighth is the auric chakra, located just below your feet, the realm of unlimited probability. So see a beautiful yellow glow and tone hue into that chakra. Hue. And then to the ninth or etheric chakra. The chakras both in and out of the body are of equal distance apart, so focus your awareness just above the crown and see there a magenta color, the realm of the possible or causal self, and tone hue into that chakra. Hue. moving up another 6 inches or so to the 10th chakra, the realm of the real or transcendental self. See there a beautiful pink light and tone hue into this chakra. Moving up yet again to the 11th chakra, the soul star, or realm of the true spiritual essence. See there a radiant white light and tone hue into that chakra. And finally, focusing our awareness, your love and intention, into the 12 divine gateway chakra, God Force Consciousness, a swirl of indigo, purples, and white light, tone hue really strongly with force into that chakra. Hue. And now, drop that octahedron that began just above your crown chakra in position. Drop it into your heart. With golden light spinning and spiraling around and within the heart center. And as you are guided, repeat after me. I welcome my higher self in and forth. Feel it just pouring down into you and out into your field. Christ itself, I welcome you forth. Feel that energy. It will be pretty instantaneous now. You're getting a very good zero point effect now, feeling the light response instantly. So this practice and intention goes with everything. It applies to everything in your day. When you are calling forth everything else in your day, when you are calling in the light first thing in the morning, try not to step it down too much throughout the day. When you find yourself getting distracted or things coming up, find just instant creator breath, expansion like we practiced earlier today. Pull it all into the heart center, hold it, integrate it. Acknowledge, thank you for all that was. Breathe it in, exhale. Continue to use that creator breath because it is to align you with the true self over and over again. Not you pretending to be source, you are source. And through this whole process, we are just getting back our pure source consciousness. The end of separation means the end of you and Source. It's you as Source. So take a few more moments here on your own to kind of swirl all these pieces, the 12 tones, the hue tone, the golden octahedron, and all your chakras. Take a moment to just tone and be with these components and commit them to memory. So be it. Namaste.